Thank you, Dr. Virgo. Hi, everyone. My name is Yu Zhongxian. You can call me Eric. I'm from Taiwan. As the only one foreign presenter, I'm nervous now, especially in Taiwan, it's midnight. I will try to explain my study with you and that you understand. But if you can understand, believe me, it's my problem, not yours. Okay. Since WHO published a classical paper entitled "Should Operation Be Regionalized? The Empirical Relation Between Surgical Burden and Mortality in NEJM" in 1979, it arose a research interest in burden outcome research and triggered further study on different topics. But in past decade, the outcome measure used in burden outcome study have gradually changed from mortality to other complications such as surgical site infection. However, the finding of previous burden infection study were controversial. According to literature, the controversial finding may be attributed to four major reasons. The first one is the identification of infection cases might be inaccurate. Most studies analyze the relationship in claim data. Traditionally, researchers use the ICD-9 code as a major tool to identify the infection cases. But some studies suggest that the ICD-9 code might not be a proper tool to identify infection cases in claim data because of reporting bias and the insufficient column for coding. Hospital will report high value ICD-9 code for getting higher reimbursement. However, the ICD-9 infection code are usually associated with low reimbursement, so it may be dropped out from the list. This problem might also affect the validity of a study, especially inpatient level study. For solving the problem, using surrogate marker or developing identification model is a trend for inpatient case identification since 2000. There are three major approaches in recent studies. The first one is criteria-based approach. Researchers set up several criteria. If the case met a specific number of criteria, then the case will be identified as an infection case. The second one is a probability-based approach. Researchers calculated the research probability by physiological parameters of each case and identified it by the infection case by an optimal cut point. The third one is a data mining approach. This approach was widely used for prediction and classification. However, it was rare in the HAI field. The second reason is the categorization methods were different. In previous study, researchers used subjective methods to categorize the service variant. The number of groups in previous study were different too. So how to choose optimal cut point becomes an important issue. In addition, most studies calculated the cumulative service variance within the study period, but not before each surgery. The prior definition did not reflect a provider's level of experiences when patients received healthcare services. The survival perspective of service variance was different among studies. The final one is the statistical method might be incorrect in previous study. Most studies ignore the issue of nested data. So ignoring this issue might lead incorrect conclusion. Therefore, there was two purposes in this study. The first one is to develop an alternative model for identifying cabbage surgical site infection and compare the performance among the model and the traditional models. The second one is to apply the best model to identify the cabbage surgical site infection cases based on Taiwan NHI database and explore the relationship between provider's volume and the surgical site infection. We also adopt three categorization methods to explore the relationship. According to research purposes, we divide this study into two sections. In the first session, the identification model for cabbage surgical site infection were developed. Except for traditional ICD-9 model, we also adopt these three models to develop an alternative model. After model development and selection, we will apply the best model in session 2 to explore the relationship between provider's burden and KPG SSI by using different service burden categorization methods. The 2005 to 2008 NHI claim data and the HAI surveillance data from two medical centers were used in this session. The HAI infection surveillance data was used as gold standard. Data from Medical Center A was used for model development. The data from Medical Center B was used for model modification. According to CDC's definition, the SSI cases were divided into two categories. They are index hospitalization event and the post-discharge event. The ICD code are here. And we also adopt secondary ICD-9 code for index hospitalization event and the primary and secondary ICD-9 code for this post-discharge event for avoiding infection prior to hospitalization. We developed five alternate models. The criteria-based approach was applied in Model 1 to Model 3, as you see. The rule was from strict to loose. After literature review and discuss with infectious specialties, we select these six items as our criteria. If any case met the rule, and the case will be identified as infection case. The probability-based approach was applied in Model 4, and we put all these items into the logistic regression model to calculate the risk of probability. The cutoff point was determined by ROC curve, and if the risk higher than cutoff point, then the case will be identified infection case. Finally, we apply the CRT model. It means classification and the regression tree. It also known as the decision tree model into Model 5. The sensitivity, specificity, PPV, MPV, and accuracy were used for evaluating the model performance. In Medical Center A, we found the transition model had good specificity and MPV. However, the sensitivity and the PPV was poor. And we also found that except for MPV, the sensitivity, specificity, and the PPV varied with models. And we also found the Model 5 had the best performance, especially in PPV and accuracy. In model verification, the result is similar with the previous one, and the Model 5 also had the best performance, especially in PPV and accuracy. So we applied the Model 5 in 2006 to 2008 NHI claim data of 90 medical centers. The case identified by Model 5 was used as dependent variable, and the hospitals and the surgeon cabbages cumulative within previous 1 month and within previous 1 year were used as independent variable. We adopt three categorization approach. The first one is quartile approach. We use the first and the third quartile as cutoff point, and we predetermine the variant group into high, median, and low variant. The second approach was K-means cluster. The cutoff point was determined by the statistical model, and the number of group was also high, median, and low. The third one is generalized active model. The cutoff point and the number of group was determined by the GAN model. We also collect hospital level, surgeon level, and patient level covariates. The multi-level logistic regression with stepwise selection model was conducted, and the AIC and the BIC was used for goodness of fit comparison. We adopt three-level design because the patient nested within physician and within hospital. In model 1, we found there are no association between hospital volume and cabbage SSI. In terms of surgeons' volume, we found the risk of low volume group was higher than median volume group and also high volume group. In model 2, we still found the relationship did not exist between hospital volume and cabbage SSI, and the risk of low surgical volume was equal to medium volume, but higher than high volume group. In model 3, we found the hospital volume, no matter long-term volume or short-term volume, the risk of low volume group was smaller than medium volume group, but equal to high volume group. And in terms of surgeon's volume, the risk of low volume group was higher than high volume group. We also, in terms of covariate, we found the hospital risk adjusted infection rate during previous 1 year and diabetes status were positive associated with cabbage SSI. And we also found the model 3 had the best goodness of fit. Sorry, it should be here. So we have a little issue need to discuss. First, in identification model, we found the medical utilization are suitable for identify SSI. It is the same with previous study. And we also found the PPV has the worst performance indicator in all models because of rare event. It also echo to previous funding. And in volume infection study, we found that the relationship between hospital volume and the cabbage SSI was not consistent, but the relationship between surgeon volume and the cabbage SSI was partially consistent. Echo to previous studies, we also found that the cut point might be an important issue in volume outcome study, and we also found the data-driven categorization method had better model fit than others. We have this limitation, and it's our conclusion. Thanks.